Praise the Lord. If we got enough battery, we would be good to go. Amen. Baby Sadler said, hey, woman, too. We'll let them sing special. And I think, who'd you bring guitar, brother?
No,
he didn't. Well, he ain't going to sing today?
No,
all right. What about Joy to the World?
$279.
Well, I may have worried about there, brother. Just here we go.
Good to have each one serves.
Yes.
Brother here hadn't seen you for a while. Good to have
you. Yeah.
Everybody ready?
You going to have to sing, Brother Austin? All right.
Joy
to the world the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love. Amen.
283.
Christ hadn't come, we'd all been lost. That's right. No hope, no help.
Because He came, everybody could be saved if He
wanted to. If He hadn't have came, no hope, no help, only hell to look forward to.
That's the truth. He paid the great price first.
Yes, He did.
Much, so for that
this one right here.
No, well, then should perish, no, come to repent.
Hark the herald angels, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, joy the triumph of the skies, with the angel host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ the highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold He come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veil the flesh of Godhead see, hell incarnate deity, please as man with men appear, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The heavenly born, peace, Him a Son of righteousness, light and life to all He brings, rising with healing His wings. Mount He lays His glory by, born that man, more they die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise the woman's conquering seed, bruising us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now efface, stamp thy image in its place. Second Adam from above, reign in state, innocent love. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. What about number 281, Brother Melvin? That's where it happened, there, the way of the manger. I know I live in the United States, I don't live in the Middle East, but it's not no secret. It's not only well documented, but in the Word of God, that something happened a long time ago in a manger in Bethlehem.
Maybe get this started. I don't know this very well. Well, shepherd.
No. 281, away in a manger. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no cry He makes. I love Thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with Thee there. All right, we've got some young people wanting to sing this morning, and I always encourage and welcome that. Brother Jesse, you could go back there and get me a bottle of water. Sure, I appreciate it.
What's that wonder of the blackness of night? What's the struggle that was fucking
God?
Then I saw all of her, and she brought his hair. Fell upon my knees and prayer. I was laying down on my
knees. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kaylee. Now that's really true with her. I know one day there's two tear stains right here from where I met you. You can see them right there. little Kaylee was kneeling down right there, and I come down, and I said, honey, is everything all right? She looked up at me, and she said, no, I'm praying to get saved, Brother Ed. And I said, well, you go right ahead, honey. And where I'm standing at right here, you can see two tear stains right there where she sat there down on her knees praying to be saved. And what a blessing that was. And I praise the Lord for that. If we have anyone else this morning wanting to sing, if you want to sing, we'll give you an opportunity. We're not in that big a hurry. But if that be not, well, we'll be turning our Bible to Matthew chapter 2. And I know this is kind of a Christmas message, but actually it's really not. But we do want to comment on Christmas a little bit in this message. Matthew chapter 2. If you get your good old King James Bible, open it up to Matthew chapter 2. It'll read just like what I'm going to be reading here. Verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it's written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. Now notice, this is not a babe, this is a young child. Search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. We want to preach today kind of a simple message, and I'm sure it'll get complicated. But I want to preach today is Christ in your Christmas. Father, we love you this morning. Lord, what a beautiful day you've given us to gather in your house. I pray, Father, Lord, today, the Lord, you bless your children. Those that might be here today, Father, they're not your child. But Lord, they're still in the sin, still, Lord, in the fallen state. I pray, Father, today they'd hear this message today. I pray they'd be in a hurry to get this gift that you died to give, this unspeakable gift, the greatest gift that any could receive, the gift of life. And I pray, Father, Lord, today you'd help me in this message. For Lord, I'm at a terrible loss. Lord, I just pray to be anointed from on high. Lord, God ordained last Sunday night. But Lord, even being ordained, no matter what, Father, I'm always in need of an unction from on high. And I pray, Lord, dear God, that Lord, you'd touch my tongue. Lord, let it be like the pen of a ready writer. Let it not stutter, let it not stumble, but I pray and speak the Word of God clearly. And Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory, and ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. When I was in the fifth grade in school, I'm going to guess I was either 11 or 12. I think I started to school when I was 6. I might have been 11. I didn't fail any. They didn't want to see me another year. And they passed me for all the wrong reasons, but I passed anyway. A lot of my teachers, I have to admit, they said, I'm glad that's over with. That was a good day when I got saved, Brother Stewart. But until I got saved, I have to admit, I was a handful. But when I was in the fifth grade, our teacher made an announcement. I still remember Miss Stull. She made this announcement that they've come up with a new abbreviation for Christmas, and it's X-MAS. And I didn't know no better. I thought that was great. I mean, I was always trying to get out of doing something anyway, Brother Jesse. I mean, I'm one of them kind of people that rather than do what needs to be done, I tried to figure out a way around it and figure out some way to find a shortcut. Hey, I think maybe a lot of people may be like me, but to me that sounded like a good thing. At the time, I didn't even realize what they were saying. Xmas means no Christ in your celebration. You know, now stores are careful to greet you. And I've noticed this. Merry Christmas. I mean, they go out of their way. But it's not been too long ago that they would greet you, Happy Holidays. You know, they'd say, do you want a holiday tree? It's actually Happy Holy Days. It's a holy day. Amen. He was holy. Amen. He came down so we could go up. And I mean, He's holy. He said, be you holy as I am. And I'll tell you what, buddy, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. But I'm glad, praise God, He made me holy. Amen. I mean, He bestowed upon me that unspeakable gift. And now I'm accepted in the Beloved. And now, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm a spiritual seed of Abraham. And I'm good to go. Amen. But they had a little problem saying Merry Christmas. Because, see, they don't want to acknowledge Him. They want to ignore Him. It's true. And I'm telling you, that holiday tree. Let me say this about Christmas and please listen to me because this is pretty severe. But in Psalms chapter 50, verse 22, and I do hope you listen this morning, the Word of God says, now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces and there be none to deliver. Now there's only one that can deliver. There's only one that will deliver. And if you don't allow Him and He comes to you in this way, you can forget it. You can forget about all the doctors. You can forget about all the medicine, all the methods, all of the medical procedures they have to offer. I'm telling you what, I'd rather have Jesus than have expert or what they call him, a specialist or something like that. I'd rather have Jesus, Molly. I'll take Jesus over what any specialist can do most of the time. They're special, all right. They know how to charge. That's about it. But anyway, I'm glad Christ is in my Christmas, amen. And I'm glad He's in my heart. I'm glad that I live in Him and He lives in me. I'm glad I'm already seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And for all I know, I may go home for the holidays, Sister Carolyn. Woo! I'm glad I know where home is, Brother Billy. I just know one day I am going to go home. Whether it's the holidays or not, I'll tell you right now, I'm glad I know where home is. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a home that the termites can't mar, that the thieves can't break in. I'm telling you what, praise God, everybody's happy up there. I mean, when the announcement was made to those shepherds out in the field, the Bible said there was a heavenly host, and they just praised God. Up there, they just praised God. Amen. But the scene we're talking about right here is not the manger scene. It's done happened. The scene we're talking here has probably been about 2 years since the birth of Christ. And the word's done got out. And these wise men have heard about it. These wise men have seen this star. And this star pictures the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God is the one that draws us to Him. And this star picturing the Holy Ghost of God is drawing these wise men from the east, and they're coming to see this great thing that's been told them. And they said, we've seen His star, amen. Yeah. Let me say this, that those wise men, they sought Him until they found Him. Are you seeking Him? I done found Him. I still seek Him. I got on my knees this morning, Sister Carolyn. The earlier the better. The Bible said, I'm found of those that seek me. And those that seek me early shall find me. And it's good to get up early. I mean, while everybody's still sleeping, and call upon heaven and talk to the Heavenly Father and have entrance and have sweet prayer in the morning. But I'm telling you, the wise men sought Him until they found Him. I think a lot of people seek Him. But some of them, I think, maybe give up before they find Him. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people give up, and I can't blame them for some of them. Some of the carnage, some of the callous worldly churches today that are poor ambassadors of Him. Let me say this about Him. He came to call sinners to repentance. He didn't come to call the righteous. We've got a lot of self-righteous people. Are y'all looking at a man ain't nothing but a sinner saved by grace? I don't have no halo. For the most part, I got horns and fangs and claws. And for the most part, we stab people in the back and bite in the vine. For the most part, I'm telling you, what we're everything but what we need to be. But I'm telling you, a lot of people seek the Lord. And right in the middle of their seeking Him, you got someone that claims to be a Christian and they don't talk like a Christian.
That's right.
And they go places Christians shouldn't go. And they do things Christians shouldn't do. And if I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times, and I thought he or she was a Christian. I'm telling you, if you want to find Him, don't have eyes for anyone but Him. And any time you look to Him, you're going to see the perfect example of what we should all be.
Amen. That's right.
We're not supposed to be conformed to this world, Romans 12 says, but we're supposed to be transformed.
That's right. Amen.
Now praise God, I had an extreme makeover.
Amen.
And I'm glad I did, Melissa. I'm glad that old man don't live no more.
Amen.
But the life I now live, I'm lived by Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, what a lot of people have become a stumbling block to people that are seeking the Lord. And I do believe that one day at the great white throne judgment, there'll be some disappointments there.
Right. Amen.
There'll be some people, buddy, I'll tell you what, be in some kind of trouble because they've caused someone to stumble that was seeking the Lord. The Bible tells me to live righteous, godly, and soberly in this present evil world. It says to present myself a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. It says to be careful to maintain good works. Now I'm telling you what, the world needs something, and what we've got, if you're saved, they'll find Jesus. These wise men, they sought Him till they found Him. Have you found Him today? Well, if you do find Him, let me just say you can have a Christ-filled Christmas. What's that mean, Brother Eddie? Well, let me just say this. Zacchaeus, he found Him. He had to climb a sycamore tree, but he found Him. But you can enjoy the holy day. You can know what you're celebrating if you know Him. You know, a lot of people, they've commercialized Christmas. Y'all may not know this. I'll break the ice to you. A lot of people will take their life this time. There'll be more people depressed this time of year. There'll be more people that'll, take their life, overdose, leave letters behind. I just couldn't bear no more. It's not a joyful event to them, Brother Billy. I'll tell you what, Brother Stewart, a lot of people make merchandise out of this joyful thing. It's not required that you give somebody anything. The Bible does say it's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Amen.
I want you to know that's something they made a big deal out of, Brother Hired. They made such a big deal out of it now. People make a living on it. A lot of these stores, they operate on that very thing right there. Their main day is this Christmas time. Oh, stock the store. Load the shelves down. Run the sale. Oh, we're going to have a midnight special. We're going to have a red light, a blue light, some kind of light. Anything to get them in here and make some money.
Yeah.
I'm glad the gifts of God are free.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I got saved. It didn't cost me nothing, but it cost Him everything. He's willing to pay it. The Bible said for the joy that was set before Him, Sister Carolyn, that He despised the shame. Oh, me. for the joy to be able to say, Eddie, you're forgiven. Go in peace. For that joy. He was willing to come down and let men spit upon Him. He was willing to come down and let them lay stripes upon His blessed back. He was willing to let Him bruise His face and put a crown of thorns upon His lovely brow and nail Him to a cross and laugh and make fun of Him just so He could say, you're forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
The old song said that dying thief rejoiced to see his day. And here he is guilty next to the one dying for the guilty. And for lack of better words, after he'd done said all he knew to say and was ashamed of saying all that, he turned to the one and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Boy, when you're down to nothing, tell you what, there's still time to turn to Jesus in the fleeting moments of his life. I mean, he didn't have time to join the church. He didn't have time to get baptized. He didn't have time to do no mighty works. He just said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord for the joy that was set before him. He's willing to go through that contradiction of sinners, that suffering. But let me say, them wise men, they sought him until they found him. You want to be wise, you better find him. Because only a fool died in their sins. Somebody said, Brother Eddie, God's too good to send me to hell. That's right. I agree. Amen. God's standing between you and hell right now. He's the reason you're not in hell today. I'm telling you what, He's the reason that you're not in hell. He don't want you to go to hell. But I'll tell you one thing, you die in your sins, you'll be guilty before God. And I'll tell you what, God will see sin. He'll say, I'm sorry. I wish you'd come to me. I'd have forgave you. I'd have saved you. I'd have fixed that. But you wouldn't let me, therefore your house will be left on you desolate. But I want you to know also, not only them wise men sought until they found him, but I want you to know the world was troubled because of this birth, this Christ-filled Christmas. It said, verse 3 and 4, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And the world, they don't want to acknowledge that day. They don't want to realize that they're celebrating the birth of Christmas. Politicians now, they're kind of biting their tongue a little bit, but they're trying to be a little religious. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. They're trying to come across. I think someone asked Mitt Romney what he thought, you know, about separation of church and state. And he said, I think everyone ought to have some kind of preeminence. I tell you what, you better be careful. When you cast your vote next year, pray, fast, seek God. And then I'm telling you what, boy, I don't know if you can even make a right vote or not. I'd like to vote for Jesus. And I wish that you could take what they say literally, take it as being legitimate, and not talking out of the side of their mouth. But I wish you could take them literally. But I want you to know the world was troubled because he was born, and the credibility of his birth even bothered them. Amen. I just mentioned this morning there in John chapter 8 where they had a controversy. Some didn't know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And they said he can't be the Messiah. Can't be no prophet come out of Galilee. But he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And I'll tell you what. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 23 in the same chapter we're at, it mentioned he'll be called a Nazarene. He had to fulfill the scriptures concerning him. He had to be able to be called a Nazarene. He had to be able to be called out of Egypt. He also had to be born in Bethlehem. And he fit and filled every single scripture that pertained to him. When the scriptures were all fulfilled, I'm telling you, he gave up the ghost on the cross and said, it's finished, amen. He fulfilled all the scriptures pertaining to him. But all the world, they don't want to acknowledge him. They don't want to take note that Christmas is about him. And we've got Rudolphs and we've got Santas and I think they've got Frosties and you name it. But I want you to know what we're celebrating is him. Amen. God help us. You know, that second verse back there on them Ten Commandments, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. We're just a little bit, we need to be careful. We're getting a little bit sacrilegious. You know, God, He's gracious, good, tolerant, long-suffering, not willing that any perish. But I'll tell you what, He's still to be feared. I want to be careful. I want to know what I'm celebrating. And you better be careful too. They had a plan. Their plan was to kill this young child, Jesus. Verse 7 says, when Herod, he privately called those wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And then he sent them and told them to go search for this young child. And he said, when you find him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Now that's the politician's way of getting things done. But if you look over there in verse number 13, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. I'm telling you, buddy, Herod wanted to see him for all the wrong reasons. He wanted to kill that baby Jesus because he was king. How dare someone say the king of the Jews had been born? And I want you to know they still want to kill him. They still want to kill the reason of the celebration. Now, these atheists now, they've got all kind of displays now. You got the Holy Trinity. You got the unholy Trinity. You got the nativity scene. And they've got one too. Some kind of Charles Darwin evolution. I don't want to know about it. I just heard about it. That's all I want to hear. But oh, they want to kill. They want to crush that celebration. Let me tell you something. He's going to be celebrated. Oh, yeah. He's going to be celebrated. I'm going to be one of them, Brother Melvin. But I'll tell you right now, the world don't want nothing to do with him. They're just like Pilate's wife. It said to Pilate, have thou nothing to do with that just man? I've suffered many things in a dream today because of him. Tell you what, she got it all wrong. She should have said, Pilate, have something to do with him. We both need him. I'll tell you what, he's our only hope. But most people, boy, they've got a misconception of Jesus. I did. Man, for 34 years, Marty, I thought he's my enemy. For 34 years, I run from him. For 34 years, I blamed him for everything that went wrong. Amen. Anybody here this morning? Amen. Am I in a funeral home or church? I know I ain't the only one. I'm 50, soon to be 58 in February. I'm still young, some of y'all. But I have seen some things. And I've noticed people blame God for everything. You know, Brother Arnold, I've yet to see anybody curse the devil. I've yet to hear anybody say, that devil done this. And the Bible says about the devil, Brother Hired, that he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and you let something go wrong. Why would God let this happen? Sister Sophie, they'll blame everything on God. Oh, me. You know what? They got a misconception of him. He's what they need. And they don't understand the urgency, Sister Molly. They don't need him tomorrow. They need him now. They need him, Sister Molly. I wish a dose of Jesus on everybody. I wish the whole world was saved. We could have heaven on earth. But there's so many devils walking around. And I'm telling you what, they're like their father. He's a murderer from the beginning.
That's right.
Them bunch of Muslims ain't nothing but a product of Satan. And I'll tell you what, that's all they are. They didn't kill one another, Brother Stewart. You know what, I look on the internet this morning, and they beheaded a woman because of sorcery, I believe. She comes some kind of sorcery deal. She's 70 years old, and they brought out and publicly beheaded her. So much for Islam. Man, Jesus said, he come, we might have life. We might have it and have it more abundantly. I don't want to see people die. I want to see people spared. I want to see them have abundant life. I want to see them go through life, get blessed and rejoice in the things of God, and to be able to enjoy the blessing of life. Amen. I don't want to see babies aborted. That's going to be rough. The Bible said the fruit of the womb is His reward. Children are a heritage from the Lord. You know what they've been doing with God's heritage? You know why Jesus wasn't born in our day? You know why he wasn't born in our day? Mary would have went to the abortion clinic. That's right. I mean, how can this be? I mean, this should never happen. I'll tell you why Jesus was born when he was, because the Scripture said that's when he'd be born. I mean, at the appointed time, he showed up. I mean, ready or not, he's going to show up again, amen. Since today, that would be a wonderful moment. For the saved. But it'll be a dreadful moment for the lost. I don't want to be left behind. I'm glad, praise God, not only I made preparation against that day, but I'm good to go, Brother Melvin. I'm not just going to heaven, glory to God, like getting in that old van. I'm going to go first class. Hallelujah. I mean transportation provided, and we'll shout and sing all the way, man. Woo! Hallelujah. What's wrong with y'all? Man, I'm telling you what, I don't know. I might bring some dynamite in here and light it and throw it, see if anybody wants to have church. I don't know what else to do. Follow me. But if they didn't want to celebrate, they wanted to kill. That's what they're doing today. They just want to kill it out.
Amen.
All of the programming you see today is Antichrist. The Bible said even now it's in the world. Antichrist. But the joy of finding Jesus. You look down in verse number 10. Said when they saw that star, here they were looking for Jesus. And this star shows up again, picturing the Holy Ghost of God. And this star is helping these wise men. I mean, they're at a place, they're like me many times, I get lost, I go down this road, and I go down this road, and I stop and ask somebody, and they say, you need to go back the way you came, about 10 miles, and then turn and go 100 miles that way. I've been there and done that. Maybe some of y'all ain't, but I have. There these wise men are. They're seeking for Jesus. This star shows up and shows them the way. Let me tell you, if you're seeking Him, God will show you the way. But look here, verse number 10. When they saw that star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When's the last time you rejoiced? I shouted all the way up here.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what. And if there was a people that would be happy. I eat down at the Mennonite restaurant this week. You know why I go down there, Sister Melissa? They come out there and they'll sing songs to you, a cappella. Y'all need to all come down, let old Brother Eddie take you down to the Mennonite restaurant down there, breakfast. We'll go down there and I'll get me two eggs over easy and order a hash brown and two pieces of toast and we'll sit down there and these ladies will come out and they'll open up a songbook and you'll think in heaven. I mean, buddy, they sing. They ain't ashamed to sing neither. I mean, they lift up their voice and sing about Him. And I'm telling you what, boy, just the way they do it just bless you. I told them, I said, the food's good, but the singing's even better, amen. Oh, very many people rejoicing. I go down there just to get a blessing. Of course, I go down there because I like to eat. Y'all know that. But I'll tell you right now, I go down there, boy, just to hear somebody sing about Him. Amen. These wise men, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. Whew. You come, I'll buy you breakfast. Yeah, I just want to see you get blessed. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother. You know what? That's where children need to be. The husband needs to be out working. But the children need to be with the mother. You know, dads are great. But I've yet to see a dad that can give the kind of love a mother gives. And her love is so unbiased. I mean, but I've heard people say you've got a face on a mother can love. How true that statement is. Man, I was one of them. Mama saw me and she loved me but didn't have no more. But I'll tell you what, boy, she loved me. Spoiled me, Brenda. Loved me. I mean, I just couldn't do no wrong. I knew if I could just get to Mama, I'd be all right. I remember hearing about a little girl who had a four-wheeler wreck and she was dying. There was no doubt about it. She was dying. You know what she was doing, Sophia? She was looking for Mom. She was frantically looking for her mother. And her mother saw her looking for her and she ran to her and she died in her mother's arms. But that little girl wanted to be in Mama's arms when she died.
Yeah.
God help us. You know, now, I was drunk. Somebody reached in through the window and got my little baby, and somebody go find my baby. Motherhood's really come a long ways, Brother James. They got them Virginia Slims now, and you know, you got to have that look. And I ain't never been able to get that look. What you see is what you get. This is it. I wish I looked like Joel Osteen. I know I'm not preaching, but I sure ain't got the look. But I'll tell you what, boy, the world, they've got to drive a car that looks just like this. I was coming into town last night for prayer meeting, Brother Bobby, and one of them newfangled Camaros, silver black stripes. I thought, oh Lord, I may go lay my hands on that. I don't need that thing. But anyway, as I seen that thing, I met one just a little ways up the road just like it. I thought, what in the world is going on? Ain't enough. One person's got to have one. Now everybody's got one. Amen. They mean looking too. I'll tell you. Oh me. But oh, I'm telling you, if ever was a people, let me say this, I was at the Mennonite, I forgot my point, I'm pretty neglectful. But I was listening to these Mennonite ladies sing, Brother Stewart. And I told him, I said, boy, the Bible sure is true. She said, what's that? I said, Psalms 144 verse 15 says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And then they come out, I mean, they wasn't ashamed to sing about Him. And they were happy to be able to sing for Him and sing about Him. And I thought, how true that Bible is. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And here we are, a big long face and so dignified. I tell you what, a face would break if we'd done anything but for Him. But I'm telling you what, boy, with exceeding joy, they was glad to see that star. And when they found that baby, they found him with his mother. And they fell down and they worshiped him. Anybody see that word him in there? Hell!
Yeah.
Ain't that something? We got Mary worshiped today. But they worshiped him.
That's right, amen.
I ain't gonna do no Hail Marys. You ain't never gonna see Brother Eddie commit any kind of blasphemy like that. But some people, and listen, I love them. I'm not saying this cruelly. I know this may be on the air. I want you to know Jesus died for all. Jesus loves all. But all are not ready. Some need to come out of that mess. Some have been deceived, believing a lie. And if they don't, but I tell you what, they ain't going. Because I'm telling you what, God said you must be born again. I'm telling you what, buddy, it's without controversy, it's etched in stone. The first thing about salvation is you need to get saved and then you need to get baptized. You need to join a church and you need to grow in the Lord. I've been watching Christy grow back there. Tell you what, boy, what a blessing it is to see somebody not just get saved, but I mean get hungry. Come in, I mean what a blessing. Lord, bless her heart. Just bless and watch y'all grow. Man, I'll need to hold a mirror up here sometime where y'all can see what I see. Watching y'all grow. Learning some Bible. Learning some nuggets from the Word of God. Amen. Now, it wouldn't be no good to be a preacher if you didn't have no one. You could preach the Word of God to and encourage them and help them and show them the Word of God and break it down to their level where they could understand what that verse means. Amen. Oh, it's a blessing. Watch them grow. But they worshiped Him. Amen. You can have joy. I'll tell you what, you can find Him. You can have joy when you find Him. And you can receive Him if you'll come to Him. If you'll call upon Him, you can have Him. You know, some of you, the reason you ain't got, the Bible said you have not because you ask not. Ain't no problem here. See these two tears right here? Little Kaylee had no problem. She said, I'm praying to get saved, Brother Eddie. She went home that day and she said, I got saved, glory to God. And I say, praise God, if a little child can find her way to Jesus, you can find your way to Jesus, amen. Oh me, let me say, the joy of finding Jesus, you'll have something to celebrate. The joy of finding Jesus, you'll get the unspeakable gift. The joy of finding Jesus, you'll find out that God so loved the world that He gave His Son Jesus just so you could bear the name of Him. Amen. But I want you to know this, last point. I want you to notice they wanted to give gifts. The giving of gifts, verse 11. It said, and when they worshiped Him, they opened their treasures. They wanted to give them something worthwhile. And they presented unto Him gifts. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. You know that giving of gifts. I've been looking at our tree and it's gaining a little. It's been pretty barren. But I've seen there's a few underneath there and some of them may be empty boxes. I don't know. But I tell you what, those gifts, everybody wants to get a gift. I know children, you know, they want to shake it, you know. And every now and then they'll want to slip that tape back. Look, tape it back up before anybody sees it and stuff like that. But those gifts, they wanted to give gifts to Him. Everybody wants a gift. Let me say the greatest gift you can give Him. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs. And I didn't look the verse up. I'll just quote it for you. It says, my son, give me thine heart.
Amen.
You're going to give your heart to someone. Why not give it to someone that will take good care of it? Why not give it to someone that deserves it? Man, these young girls give their heart to some boy and man, he'll betray them. And I'll tell you what, he'll trample that love. You know, when someone has your heart, they've got something that can't be bought with money. You know, a lot of people have been made, they do these marriages in these eastern countries, they just make someone marry someone whether they want to or not. But when a young boy wins the heart of a young lady, and she wants to live with him the rest of her life, she gives him her heart. And he gives him her his heart. And then when you give someone your heart, I tell you what, you ought to consider what they're giving and honor it and treasure it and not trample it underfoot. And I tell you what, not break that heart or betray that heart. But God said, give me your heart. He knows if He's got your heart, He'll have all of you. Let me say a little bit about gifts and I'll be done. These wise men, they wanted to give gifts. And you get saved, you want to give gifts too. Zacchaeus, when I mentioned about him being up at Sycamore just so he could see Jesus, when he came down, he said, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Now, he was a publican. What that meant was he wouldn't give you a drink of water if he had a truckload of it and you was thirsty. But Luke 19, verse 8, I want you to know there was a different Zacchaeus that came down that sycamore tree. And when he landed at the feet of Jesus, he said, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Now, buddy, I want you to know, buddy, you get the gift of God, you'll want to give too. But there's some other things. In Revelation chapter number 11, verse 10, those two witnesses, those two prophets that came down from heaven and called down fire, that they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them when the beast that rose up out of the pit killed them. In verse number 7, but the world will rejoice over the death of these two prophets, these two witnesses. And the Bible said they'll make merry and they'll send gifts one to another. And the reason they're celebrating is because they're dead. I tell you right now, they're going to have a hard time getting rid of Jesus. But because of the death of these two prophets, they're celebrating. The world, they want to celebrate, but they don't want to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Oh, listen. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 35, it mentions there's a man, he's committed adultery with another man's wife. And jealousy is as cruel as a grave. And he's got caught. And the Bible said that man committed adultery. He wanted to give gifts. But I'm telling you, that man is not interested in no gifts. And I'll tell you what, one deserved of gifts. He ought to be receiving the praise that he deserved. I heard a story about two young boys got saved. And there was an atheist. And there's plenty of atheists. Don't worry about it. There'll always be plenty of atheists in the world. Ethan Allen was an atheist. But this man here, he was a very wealthy. I don't know what it is about atheists, but every one of them is wealthy. I guess they just hoard all the money. They don't give none to nobody, and they live on their own island. But this man actually did live on an island. He bought this island just so he could get away from the message of Jesus. I mean, he isolated himself, Brother Hired, from the message. He didn't want to hear about Jesus came to this world to save sinners. He didn't want to hear you must be born again. He didn't want to hear believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. So he bought an island. And every year, he'd bring a ship in for supplies. And then he'd take that ship back to that island and he would live the atheist life. And no one, it's okay, says the Lord, no one was able to come to this island that was a believer. You had to be an atheist. And these two young boys got they got saved in this revival, and they sold themselves to be slaves to this man. And when they got on the ship, their mother and dad was at the shore, and they was heartbroken, and here their two young boys was leaving out to go to this island, and them two young boys, they put their hands upon their mouth, and here's what they said. They said, He is worthy to receive the reward of His suffering. How true that is. He's worthy. I'll tell you what, he ought to get the gift. He ought to be presented with gifts. And I'll tell you what, if there ever was one that was worthy, it's Jesus. Amen. But let me ask again, is Christ in your Christmas?
Amen.
If not, you have nothing to celebrate. You know, the world's going to celebrate, but for all the wrong reason. And I'll tell you what, we've got a reason to celebrate. We've got a right to celebrate. If there ever was anybody that needed to celebrate, it's the believers. Amen. But I'll tell you what, today, if you've not received Him, He's waiting on you. He loves you. He's wanting more than anything to give you a true Christmas. Father God, we thank You for the message, Lord, for the thought that was conveyed, Lord, that men sought till they found Jesus, rejoiced when they found Him, wanted to give gifts. I pray, Father God, today that someone will want the gift of life. I pray, Father God, today that someone will consider this message. For Lord, a Christmas without Christ. is truly an Xmas. I pray someone today will get the full meaning of Christmas. I pray, Father, Lord, today. Lord, I'm just a messenger boy, but Lord, delivering this message, what an honor to brag on your Son and to preach about Him. I pray you'll help us in this invitation. In Jesus' blessed name, we'll ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. Get Brother Melvin and Sister Margaret to help us in invitation on him. Listen, are you going to have a Christ-filled Christmas? We may go home for the holidays, but I tell you what, if you don't have Christ, you're not going home. You're going to that place that the Bible said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, that was prepared for the devil and his angels. It's a place called hell. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. That place is called heaven. And I'll tell you what, if you want to go to heaven, you'll have to have Christ. And if you don't have Christ, you can. If you'll just come. Won't you come this morning? Don't even wait for the song. Don't wait for the invitation. Get someone by the hand. Say, go with me. Pray with me. I want Jesus in my life.
Yes, you are.
Won't you do that? I mean, without delay, just step right out. Won't you come? Somebody's been waiting a long time. What are you waiting on? Both lining? Won't you just come?
I want
dirt far away from God. Now I'm coming home. Won't you come this morning? What a blessing to give Jesus something He died for. To give Jesus something He deserved. To give Jesus something He desires. He desires all to be saved. If you're not saved this morning, won't you just think about this? He loves you. He's waiting, longing for you to come to Him. Why don't you give Him the greatest gift? Why don't you give Him your heart? Why don't you take Jesus with you today? Oh, why don't you? I plead with you. I'm just a man. But I know more than me. I know God's pleading with you right now. I know He's speaking to you right now. I know He's saying, please come. Please come to me. Let me help you. Let me fix it. Let me save you. Why don't you come? The Bible said not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Yield this morning. Won't you just come? Just come. Like little Kaylee, just come. Lay down on this altar and say, Lord, I don't know what I need, but I know you know what I need. I'm praying that you'll meet that need here today. I need to be saved. Won't you come? This year's fast ending. The next one's coming 100 miles an hour. Who knows what direction it'll go? Why don't you come? Oh, why don't you come? You Christians, pray. I'm telling you, the devil's doing his job. He nailed my feet to the floor that day. I couldn't move neither one of them. But I'll tell you right now, there was a witness of God that beckoned me to come that day. And as much as I wanted to come, I got beat out of it because the devil wouldn't let me step out. But I'll tell you what, if I'd known then what I know now, I'd have pulled them shoes off if I had to and walked up there barefooted. Amen. Why don't you come this morning? Oh, while Jesus is waiting, why don't you come? Oh, why don't you give Him that great gift? Give Him your heart. They presented unto Him gifts. He received them. You present unto Him your gift, and He'll receive it. Why don't you come? They're tarrying. The Lord's waiting. I'm pleading. But only you can come. I'm coming home. Why don't you come? Home. Get somebody by the hand and say, go with me. I need to go up there. I want this gift. I want to give the Lord my gift. I want to present to Him my gift. I want to give Him my heart. Why don't you come? He wants it. Amen. Woo! Oh, Father, help us in this invitation, Lord. Lord, another year has gone by. Lord, dear God, souls in jeopardy, going to miss heaven, going to end up in hell. Lord, dear God, going to break our heart, going to break your heart. Lord, we don't know what else to do. Lord, we preached our heart out. We prayed. We pleaded. Lord, we fasted. Lord, we spent early hours of this morning praying, up in the night last night praying, Lord, longing for the day that all would be saved, that all would come to know Jesus. Help us, Father. Won't you come? You know, you might come this morning. It might make a difference. You might come this morning. Somebody else might come. Why don't you come this morning? I'm coming home further than the snow. Lord, I'm coming home. Why don't you come? Nevermore to roam, open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Anyone got a praise on your heart this morning? Don't run off. We got Super Sam is in the back. Go ahead, Sister Sophia. Hey, man. Y'all hear that?
She said, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And then she said, she said, your lungs sound good. Then she listened to my heart. When she just sat down, she said, boy, it's really a flip in the
flower. Amen.
And does that bother you? I said, no, I guess I've just got used to it.
Hey, man.
It's only down here. Well,
this
means of the night when my head's on the pillar and I hear it all last way, you know.
Bless you.
And then I thought, the Lord, He helped me.
Yeah.
He said, tell people what a good Lord.
Bless you, Sister Sophia.
He brought me through that.
Yeah.
He wanted me to be here. That's the reason He done that.
Amen.
He would have never made it.
Amen. Amen, Sister Sophia.
But I want people to know we've got a wonderful Savior.
Amen.
And all we've got to do is just accept Him as our Savior and tell Him they are sorry for their
sins. Yeah. Yeah, He deserves the whole world to be saved. Amen. Washed in the blood, ready to go. That's about as good as it gets. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a praise? Anybody else got a testimony?
Bless you. No matter how many gifts we can
bless
give,
you, sister.
No matter how many praises we give to the Lord, we can never outgive Him. And you know, He's give to us and He's give to
bless
us.
Bless you, sister
Nita. You know, Nathaniel, I thought he was going to walk away from me. Of course, he's just been calling and asking me to do different things for him and everything. And I know a lot of it, everybody sees is using me or whatever.
So
what? But he looks at me and when it's just me and him, and he'll say, Mama, I'm so unworthy. And you know, in my mind and in my heart, I
that old heart getting tender
in
it.
Jesus and saying, Lord, I'm so unworthy.
Yeah.
But you gave me that mercy anyway. And you know, I want that to be the light that shines. And
bless
I
you, Sister Nita.
I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for all His blessings and all the things that He's given us.
Yeah.
We're so unworthy. And I just thank Him for that. And I know that there's hope for everything and everyone that will turn to Him.
Amen.
And He'll forgive you of everything. I know that He has been. Nobody will others, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, I like what she said, and that's mother for you. She said, I know He's just using me, but you know what she's doing? She's working what she's got. She's developing a relationship with her son. You know what? His heart's getting more tender, and I'm just like her. I do the same thing. You know, even when something's obvious, it doesn't bother me. My goal is I want dividends. I want the reward. I want the return of all I've invested. She's invested in that young boy's life. And I believe God that the dividend is going to be outweigh all of the disappointments, all the suffering, all the cost to be outweighed on that day. Amen. Anyone else got a praise?
I want to ask about